Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you. Subject, I can't call her husband daddy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 28-year-old female, and I have a 57-year-old male mentor that I work with. He has given me great advice and helped me through some obstacles in my life. This is the first man that has ever treated me with respect and did not try to sleep with me. He is like a father figure to me, and I call myself his play daughter. The only problem is his wife. He knew that I did not have any plans for Thanksgiving dinner, so he invited me to his home. He never talked much about his wife, but I figured she would be just as sweet as he is. I took a bottle of Moscato with me as a thank you for the dinner invitation. His wife greeted me, and she was polite, but not very talkative. She was finishing up dinner while my play dad and I had a glass of wine and watched the game in the den. I must have given off the wrong vibes, because his wife seemed to get irritated with me quickly. It didn't help that I had on a crop top and leggings, and they were dressed nicely. The next thing I knew, his wife stormed into the den and started going off. She started with, what is this play daughter mess? It went downhill from there. My play dad did not defend me. Instead, he fixed me a to-go plate and asked me to leave.
Yeah.
I was shocked and hurt, and I can't believe he let her go off on us like that. I think she owes me an apology. Now, he's been distant at work, and I don't know what to say to him. I hope that we can still have a cool relationship. Stephen Shirley, how should I handle this? All right, now listen, I know you're young. You're only 28 years old. But really, though, the letter you wrote made you sound pretty innocent and sincere in the fact that you feel he's a play dad to you. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt for that. But you're going about this in the entire wrong way, okay? You don't go to another woman's house dressed like that. A crop top and leggings. I mean, it was dinner. Come on. Not just any dinner. This was Thanksgiving dinner. People usually dress up, you know, if they invite you out. You look presentable. Haven't you heard the saying, first impressions are lasting and all of that? What was his wife supposed to think with you looking like that? I mean, as my mother would say, fanning around her husband. And then you go into the den with him to watch the game, just the two of you? No. No. Well, why weren't you in the kitchen with her? You know, at least trying to help her out. Why didn't you offer? Even if she said no, you stay with her. You know, and what she did is what a lot of wives would have done, quite frankly, in this situation, because it just doesn't look right. You guys in the den watching the game while she's she owes you nothing. She doesn't owe you an apology. You're not going to get one. So stop looking for that. And you can believe he got an earful after you left about who are you? What's this play daughter mess? I bet you are playing with her. You know, all of that, playing around, all of that. That's why he's been distant at work, okay? And he will probably stay that way if he knows what's good for him. So for your sake, I hope this was a lesson learned about, you know, how to act around someone's wife, okay? Steve?
Okay. Shirley, everything you said is 100% correct. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, you told her the correct way to behave. You gave her some good advice. Clothing wise, where to sit. All right.
Come on.
Now let's just go and tell the truth.
Come on.
This old ass, out of shape woman, jealous, insecure.
I'm not going there.
You over here with these leggings on. She can't find no leggings that she can wear that look like the ones you had on.
Really, Steve?
She can't find it. You done brought your ass over here on Thanksgiving. He like a father figure to you. He 57. She probably the same age. little out of shape, ain't what she was, mad about it. So now he invited you to his home. He ain't said nothing about his wife. Most men don't bring up crazy people.
At all.
Yeah, we don't go, man. This show enjoy talking to you because this heifer I live with. He would never say that. But I figured she would be just as sweet as he was. I took a bottle of Moscato with me to as a thank you for the dinner invitation. Now, let me explain something to you. Hood people ain't really up on Moscato.
Really?
You'd have had to take something else.
I can't believe you.
Morgan David. Manischewitz.
Not Morgan David.
Yeah. Annie Bristol, Greenspring.
Harvey's Bristol Cream.
Yeah, something like
were you
that.
Needy?
Yeah, some Harvey's Bristol Cream, cold duck. You had to take some Spaniata.
Oh, I heard that from Spaniata.
You'd have had to take something that's really hood related. Somewhere she would go, ooh.
Thank
wine
you.
In a box.
Right.
But you know, you over there with your little uppity cute ass talking about some bottle of Moscato. Don't nobody in here drink Mosquito.
Stupid.
We ain't never had no Mosquito before.
Why she gotta be that though?
I know,
where you get this from?
Where did you get her?
Gonna bring a bottle of Mosquito with these tight ass pants on.
Wrong.
Can't get a Mosquito between them pants and your ass either.
Thinking
we just
wrong.
Gonna sit up in here and drink this little cheap ass bottle of Mosquito.
You know you're wrong.
Why don't you just bring some off with it?
Mosquito.
His wife greeted me, and she was polite but not very talkative. She was finishing up dinner while my play dad and I, now listen to me. Mm. Key word, she was finishing up dinner.
Yes.
Listen to me. She wasn't in there washing dishes. Her big ass was still at the table eating.
Steve.
Everybody else threw. She in there finishing up dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she meant she was still cooking it. Yeah, she was still cooking it, Steve.
Uh-uh.
I thought that meant she was putting the food away.
For joke purposes. Yeah.
She was finishing up dinner with my play dad. I had a glass of wine and watched the game in the den. You don't watch the game after you eat.
That's true.
All right, hang on, Steve, all right?
Okay.
We'll come back with part two, I think.
This letter is about nasty attitude from a certain woman. And I'm just trying to draw attention to what I think this attitude is from. Mm-hmm. Young girl, still got it going on. Stuff still sitting up. Older lady at the house. Everything done failed. So don't get mad at me because I'm in here giving you another angle. This is an angle of a strawberry letter that I'm doing. And my mama was a full-figured woman, so that ain't what this is about. I love my mama before I loved anybody. This is about this evil heifer right here.
Why she got
evil now?
She is evil.
Because
this lady thought that he was going to be sweet just like her play daddy. She ain't finna be your play mama, though. Sitting up in here, the only problem, his wife had invited y'all to Thanksgiving dinner. He did.
But wait, what?
Because he ain't never talked about his wife because he's scared of her.
He living in fear.
Why would you bring that up?
Why is he afraid of his wife, Steve?
Because something wrong with her.
It ain't nothing wrong
what
with
you
her.
Mean by something
she been
wrong
sliding with off as the years go by.
She's only 57, Steve.
You've seen some 57-year-olds that look 80.
80?
You'd have seen a lot of 57-year-olds look 70. I think that's the case. Yeah. I took a bottle of Moscato over there. That's way too bougie for hood people.
Motherhood.
Here she come in here with this bottle of Mosquito. It's Moscato.
Like that?
Damn it, it is Moscato. Ain't nobody bought you no damn bottle of Mosquito in here. Look, she thinking of all the wine she could have had. Uh-huh. Annie Greenspring. Bottle of Coke. Could have bought a 40 of Mickey's Ale up in here. You can sit up here and bought this cheap Mosquito.
She don't know class.
His wife greeted me. She was polite, but not very talkative. What about her? She was finishing up dinner while my play dad and I had a glass of wine and watched the game in the den. You know we don't watch the game till after we eat. And you done got a glass of wine in there watching the game. She in there finishing up dinner. She was sitting there at the table eating another plate. My husband Herman know I have three servings.
Three servings.
Now he done took your skinny ass in there watching the damn game.
What does she have on, Steve?
Leggings.
And a crop top.
She leggings and a crop top.
So her tummy, her belly was out.
She's sitting up in there, got a house coat on from Walmart.
A Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, that you just slide over your head. It's a one piece. Sometimes it's a tent.
Did she take them curlers out and didn't come with that?
No, she all right. She tried to look all right. Now, you in there sitting up with your play dad, had a glass of wine watching the game in the den.
And just the two of them.
But they in the den. They wasn't in the bedroom. They in the damn den.
Well,
then she said, I must have given off the wrong vibe. Them tight-ass pants, you damn right you did. Sitting up in here with these leggings on.
Because they were dressed.
Over there. She's sitting over there with a pair of Dockers on looking just like leggings.
Did you say Dockers? I ain't heard Dockers in years.
She said they were dressed nicely. She said, I had on a crop top and leggings, and they were dressed nicely.
Okay.
It's right you there in the letter. Me. Oh,
no.
Because his wife seemed to get irritated with me quickly. It didn't help that I had on a crop top and some leggings. They were dressed nicely. Next thing I know, she's storming to the den and going off. She's saying, what is this play daughter mess?
Yes, I'm not mad at her.
They're in the den drinking wine together.
I don't think she said
together.
Mess, but go ahead.
She didn't.
What did she say,
and it
Steve?
Went down. What is this play daughter sugar honey iced tea? Sugar honey iced tea, you ain't no damn play daughter. Sitting up in here with your old ass playing. It went downhill from there. Your play dad did not defend me. He can't. Can't take up for you in her house.
No.
Tilda came up in here raising hell.
What's her name?
Tilda.
Tilda.
That's wifey.
Oh, that's the wife.
Tilda came in here damn near. Then instead, he fixed me a to-go plate and asked me to leave. Right there, I told you the food was finished. He done got some fall and made her a plate. And baby, you're going to have to go home and go now. I was shocked. And hurt.
Because
she invited her to dinner.
So? Give her something to go.
Man, everybody take a to-go plate. Something to remember the date by. I was shocked and hurt and can't believe he let her go off on us like that.
On us.
Wait a minute. No. It was you. He can't stop it. What you cannot do is defend another woman to your wife.
Thank you.
I think she owes me an apology. And where you think she going to give you this apology at? Because you better not take your ass back over there. Because all this was a warning shot. You'd have sat there long enough. You'd have been on the news.
Yes.
You'd have been on the 10 o'clock news that night. This is a Houston letter right here.
This is Houston.
Fifth wall.
Right off in there.
Now, he been distant at work. Told you he was scared of him. And I don't know what to say to him. You can't say nothing to him.
Nope.
I hope we can still have a cool relationship. That's over.
Nope.
Steve and Shirley, how should I handle this? Handle it like it's over.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, you better not take your ass back over there.
She didn't already tell you.
Right now.
Not in a crop top and leggings for sure.
You can go over there in a choir robe and get that same ass whooped.
And some Dockers.
Immediately.
Right now. Don't go back over there talking about she owe you an apology. She ain't finna apologize.
What?
I very rarely ever seen old black people apologize in their house.
Never.
My mama got mad at my daddy one time, said, Slick, tell her you sorry. I ain't telling the sugar honey iced tea. Sugar honey iced tea. She want to hear apology. She can go and say it to a damn. But I ain't finna say sugar, honey, iced tea.
All right, look, we got to get out of here, Steve. Please.
Well, I don't know how you ask me no sugar, honey, iced tea like that.
Please email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's
Strawberry
Letter.
You can email the sugar, honey, iced tea if you want
to. At Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.